Father in the heavens, Father Yahweh, blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you so much for the Sabbath day that you give us, Father, and for a time to come out of the world and learn of you, Father, and worship you. And Abba, I pray as I speak forth your words that you be with my mouth, Father, that anything that is not of you, Father, just fall to the wayside and be not remembered. I pray also, Father, that the things that we speak of and the thoughts that we have and the songs that we sing, Father, may be a sweet incense unto you, Father, and that all we do is glorifying unto you and your kingdom. We praise you and bless you through the name of Yahshua Messiah, our soon coming King. Hallelujah. Amen. You can all be seated. I don't get up here that often. I don't know which button to do. Okay. All right. Well, as you can see, the tassel is worth the hassle. It sometimes can be a little hassle. Let's start out with the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. That is to say, hear, O Israel. Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. You know, we should always remember this part. This is not like the whole Shema, but this is something that we should embrace within. This is a form of the Shema, is a form of Hebraic poetry. The Shema has Hebraic poetry included in it. For example, it states, "You shall diligently teach them to your children and shall speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk in the way and when you're lying down and when you rise up." The command here is to constantly be speaking at all times to our children to instruct them in the ways of our Father in heaven and always be teaching them. It's a symbolic meaning to just constantly reiterate the ways of Yahweh to our children. Pharisees use these commands sometimes to be seen of others. For example, we have the Telephim. It is a name given to two black leather boxes, or telephah for singular, with straps, and they take these things and they wrap them around their arms, and their forehead and their upper arm. They are also called prayer boxes or phylacteries. I know you've heard about them. You may have seen it, maybe online or something, with the Jewish people putting this thing on their forehead. These are the to write something on your hand or your forehead is associating with putting something on your heart to hear it. And the hands are symbolic of action that we do things with. So to put it on our heart is to think about it, to listen. The hands are symbolic of action. These are things we do things with. So when it says to bind it, you know, on your hands, I got another slide for that. Right. To write something on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. This is meaning to see with your eyes, to hear with your ears and your heart, and to do it. Can we write all the commandments? Can we write them all down and shove them into a little box and put it on our forehead and it be beneficial? Obviously, no. It doesn't do any good if you're putting everything in this little box. I mean, this is symbolic. This is figurative. It's figurative speech. Some examples are Exodus 13:9, Exodus 13:16, and Deuteronomy 11:18. And I don't have a slide for this, but if you guys want to flip with me on this. "Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes." So it's symbolic meaning. As, you know, these words are supposed to be internalized. the next part of this. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house. Is this something we can keep? There is a little thing that we see in tradition. It's a little mezuzah that can't, you know, most people put the Ten Commandments on them. And they place them on the doors of our houses. Does the command specifically say that we have to do this in this form? No. We can write them on the studs if we want, in the walls. I did that. You don't have to do that. There's nothing that says that, you know, you must do this. I mean, it is a command, but the tradition with the mezuzah is just that. It's a tradition. It's and not all traditions are bad. So we can't say that every tradition that's out there is horrible. This is not a bad one. And in fact, we have some on the doors in here. Nothing here is preventing us from keeping this command. Nothing here is breaking a command by putting this on your, is placing a box. Nothing here prevents us from keeping it, but placing a box with all the commands on our head cannot be possible. Therefore, this part of the Shema must be figurative. So, the Tzitzit, it is meant to be seen by us. It is a tool for us. A dress code, a uniform, is something that sets us apart from the rest of the world. And this is to give us that occasional reminder when we need it the most. We are to represent Yahweh in all that we do. I have a cup here, and I'm just pulling this out because it made me think of Randy. Randy has a cup that says, "Be careful or you may end up in my sermon." I've got one, and this is from my son's graduation. It says, "A tassel was worth the hassle." So I wasn't always in this faith. You know, I come out of the world, and anybody who has had children in public school system knows what I'm talking about. Getting them children through school, it was definitely worth the hassle that I went through. I can tell you that. Anyway, with that being said, I do have a disclaimer I want to put out there. So YRM, from a ministry standpoint, does not hold any official stance on believers wearing tassels and leaves this up to the believer to decide if they feel personally convicted to wear them or not. So it's totally up to you. YRM does not dictate your personal conviction if you wish to wear them or not, nor should we push others to do so. One thing I admire most about this walk is Yahshua never forced himself on anyone. So that goes for this too. Yahweh wants his words written on our hearts. Why? Because he wants us to remember them and keep his commandments and his ways. He is our Father, and fathers who love their children give them instruction and guidance in all matters of life and what is to come. So, with the title of this message, what I'm going to talk about is the tassel or the fringe that is spoken of in the Bible. So, Deuteronomy gives this instruction, whereas Numbers gives the purpose of this command, which we're going to look at. So, I'll go to the next slide. So, Deuteronomy 22:12. Make tassels on the four corners of your garment with which you cover yourself. Tassel comes from the Hebrew word out of Strong 6734, zitzit, or a lock of string, that specific word. Tassels can contain one or many thread. But most importantly, it must contain a cord of blue or violet in the lock. Two places in the Torah that talk about placing fringes on our clothing. So Deuteronomy 22 details diverse instructions and ordinances. Deuteronomy really doesn't get into the meat of it. He just kind of puts it out there. However, in Numbers 15, we can find more information on this instruction. So Numbers 15, 37 through 41. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and you shall say to them, make a tzitzit on the corners of your garments throughout their generations, and put a blue cord in the tzitzit of the corners. And it shall be to you for a tzitzit, that, and you shall see it, and shall remember all the commands of Yahweh and shall do them and not search after your own heart and your own eyes after which you went a-whoring, so that you remember and shall do all my commands and be set apart unto your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Speak to the Israelites and say to them throughout your generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. So I want to talk about this in a little bit more detail. So first, who is given this commandment? Yahweh, directly to Moses. This is important to remember because out of all the commands, we have this one that comes directly from the source, an instruction from our Father. Yahweh gave this command, not Moses. Moses delivered it. Second, who is this command for? The children of Israel. Are we not grafted into the olive tree of Israel and partake of the root and the fatness of that olive tree? That comes out of Romans 11, 17. And become part of his family once we repent of our ways and become baptized into the body of Messiah. Third, what is the instruction? Make a fringe, the tzitzit, on the corners of our garment with a blue cord on it. So I was asking us to do something here that may seem a little strange at first, but, you know, this is what Abba's asking us to do. I look at this as kind of like when you lived in your father's house, you know, and you were a child. And dad may say, hey, I need you to go take the trash out. I need you to cut the grass. I need you to do this. You did it out of love and respect. Fourth, why do we need to do this? He's telling us here. So that you remember and do all my commands and be set apart. This does make us look different to the outside world. I mean, if we're observing the Sabbath and eating clean and keeping feasts, we already seem strange to the people in our spaces and everybody around us. They're like, oh, there's some weird people. You don't eat pork? Come on. We are set apart, or should I say, we're practicing holiness. This is all practice for the real thing. A rehearsal. So there it is. There it is. We're told to be holy. This is something that will bring us closer to our Creator, our Maker, our Father who is in heaven. This tassel that we are to put on our garments is supposed to be seen by us so we can see it. And remember that we're supposed to act, think in a certain way. You might say, Brother Chris, his laws and commands are already written on my heart. Well, it may be true. However, it was until I started attending an assembly and I noticed something odd. Not everyone's on the same page with this instruction. And I didn't realize that when I was given this message or I was writing this, that it was going to be a hot topic. This is a hot topic. I'm going to try to make this sound in a different light. So during this process, I asked many brothers, so why they wore these things? Why they wear them? I was conflicted within myself because, you know, this was my thought. I have his laws written on my heart. I don't need this anymore. I'm spiritual now. I'm more spiritual now that I've been baptized. I mean, they were internalized. I felt convicted in myself that I don't want to sin anymore. I have no desire to. Not to saying that we can't slip up, we can't make a mistake, but I don't have this inside, so I didn't think that I needed this. Well, it wasn't until a brother in the faith whom I had asked stated this. Don't you think those Israelites had the commands written on their heart as well? The ones that came out of Israel? Don't you think that they had some of those, I mean, throughout all the ages, you know. Don't you think that Israelites, somewhere deep inside, had some of the commands at least on their hearts? So I thought, well, sure, but, you know, is this command for me? He posed this next question to me. Who gave the command? Was it Moses? No, it was from Yahweh, our Father. Friends and brothers, this was the moment I realized I felt personally convicted within myself that I needed to wear them. I mean, that's all it took for me. That's it. Who to come from? Yahweh gave this commandment. That was it. That's all it took. So, did our Messiah wear tzitzits? You had better believe the Son of Yahweh would. We see this in Luke 8:43. Oh, did I get those out of order? Yeah, I did. Sorry. Luke 8:43 and 44. And a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who having spent all her livelihood on physicians, was unable to be healed by any, came from behind and touched the tzitzit of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. So I just want to throw in there that I am reading from the ISR, which is the scriptures, if anybody has those. Some versions say a little bit different. They say the hem of his garment, but I do believe this is referring to the tassel, because we see this in the Strong's Concordance as kraspedon. It's talking a border of the garment or a tassel. The fringe, the edge, the corner of the tassel. Yeah, 28.99 in the Greek. Have you ever thought about what if Yahshua didn't wear tzitzits? I mean, just look at what happened here, just for a second. She grabbed hold of his tassels, and immediately she was healed. She could have grabbed his pant leg or his robe or even his hair, because those were like directly touching his skin. I mean, I don't know. No, but she grabbed the part of the clothing that is an extremity, something that is meant to remind a person to be set apart and keep the commandments. It was her faith that healed her. It was as if she was spiritually, not just physically, reaching for the word, the Torah, the Messiah, all those things. In Zechariah 8:23, thus says Yahweh of hosts, in those days, 10 men from all languages of the nations take hold, yea, they shall take hold of the edge of the garment of a man, a Yehudite or a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. I don't know what's going on here. Sorry, Lucas, I might have done that. Zechariah 8:23. There you go. Just once at a time. Okay. Sorry. Thanks. So, in those days, this verse is talking about future tense. The people around them, they will see them wearing tzitzits, and they're different from everyone else. They will recognize them. Mark 6:56, another slide, another verse here. And wherever he went into the villages or cities or the country, they were laying the sick in the marketplaces and begging them, touch, if only, the tzitzit of his garment, and as many as touched him were healed. Matthew 23:1-5. Then Yahshua spoke to the crowds and to his taught ones, saying, if the scribes and the Pharisees sit on the seat of Moshe, therefore, whatever they say to you, guard and do it. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but with their finger they do not wish to move them. And they do all their works to be seen by men. And they make their telephim wide and lengthen their tzitzit on their garments. All right, so let's talk about this for a moment. The Messiah is talking to his disciples about hypocrisy. It was the reason why they did these things, not the keeping of the commandment. Because they wanted to be seen of others and get glory from men. You see, it's a personal heart issue here. I think this is where the command gets a bad rap. Because some conceal their fringes. Again, nothing wrong with this here. This is something for the person wearing them. Some believers don't wear them at all for fear that maybe they might make others think they are like these scribes and Pharisees. But in context, this is referring to how and why you wear them. It is the spirit of the instruction, not the letter. Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you tithe the mint and the anise and the cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the Torah, the right ruling, the compassion, and the belief. These need to have been done without neglecting the others. So notice here the Messiah is condemning hypocrisy. He doesn't condemn them for keeping the command. He's not condemning them for wearing tzitzit. He's only the hypocrisy in the way they are using them. So with that on the table, I just want to say there is no amount, none, no amount of Torah keeping, of Sabbath, of feast days, of eating clean, that will save you. It will not benefit you if your heart is in not the right place when you're applying these principles. It is the spirit of the law that we keep, and not, it should not be solely based on the letter. It won't benefit you if you're trying to do that. No man can come unto the Father except through the Messiah. There is no other way. We are saved by a Father in heaven's grace and the Messiah, who is our only sacrifice for the remission of sin, that we might live differently and walk a different way to be reconciled to our Father who is in heaven. Walking a life contrary to this world, out of love and respect for Yahweh Almighty. Therefore, being ambassadors of another kingdom and giving an answer to anyone who sees the hope of a better future through the good news of the kingdom, who sees the hope in you, who sees the light in you. Let me tell you something. I wear these daily. They're my reminder. Every day, I'm out in the world. I'm crawling through crawl spaces. I'm in under houses. I do all kinds of kind of like construction work. And you never know. You just never know who you're going to run into or what question may be asked of you. These things have served as an open door for a conversation. They have asked me. I've had linemen up on the pole. We were installing electrical service, and they say, "Hey, what's them ropes hanging off your belt?" Well, I mean, that opens the door because, you know, they're obviously curious because you're doing something different that nobody else is. You're wearing something different that nobody else has seen. So I tell them, "Oh, you know, this comes right out of Numbers 15:38. They're like, "Really? What are you talking about?" And then you open the door for conversation to talk to them. And it gives you an opportunity to talk to them about the Messiah, you know, and the reason behind it. You know, I wear them because they're my reminder. They help me keep in line. So, there's a lot of good that comes out of these things. John 14:6. And said to him, I, Yeshua, am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yeshua said it. Not Chris. This is the only way to the kingdom. I don't have a slide for this, but I felt it was pertinent to add it in, is the importance behind this. In Romans 2:28 and 2:29, we're told, it says right here, for he is not a Jew who is outwardly, neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but a Jew is he who is one who is inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart and spirit, you know, whose praise is not from men, but Elohim. That's That's the whole purpose behind this. So if you guys would just turn with me to Numbers 15:41 real quickly. And I think it's, I just want to say it's rather interesting. I love how this all lines up because, you know, when I had started praying about what I was going to deliver a message on, I had no idea that the Torah portion that we read today would just line up with this. That was not intended. I love how that lines up. In Numbers 15:41, Almighty Yahweh says, I am Yahweh who brought you out of Egypt to be your Elohim, the authority in your life. He repeats the instructions to the Israelites to come, future tense, throughout your generations. So this is a lasting ordinance or instruction. I don't find any command that reverses or retracts this anywhere else in the Bible. If we read with our spiritual eyes and look at these verses, we would read it, and he shall be to you a fringe, that you may look on it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh to do them. In context, the word it, and it shall be. The word it is speaking of the Messiah being the authority to them by the tassel. Since I have been walking this faith, I didn't believe I needed this little thread hanging off my clothing. Because it's until about 2 years ago. I just started wearing these about 2 years ago. I've come into the faith in 2014, you know, at my kitchen table for a couple of years reading the scriptures. And then I found out 2 years later that there are people out there besides me and I'm not crazy. So, and so at first, you know, this feels a little odd, feeling cumbersome because it's like your socks or your undergarments or your belt or articles of clothing, something else you have to launder or keep up with. But so was the faith. Once you started learning it and doing it until it becomes separate, second nature, you got to crawl before you learn to walk. Walk before you run. Now, this is part of my daily routine in getting dressed. So let's look at a different perspective. Most companies require a certain dress code. Have you ever noticed that if you represent a company wearing that uniform, sometimes it can cause you to remember to act a certain way when conducting yourself? For example, a doctor seeing a patient wears a lab coat usually to signify his position. And most are bound to a code of conduct. If you wore a shirt with Yahweh's name on it, you might think not to say certain words. You might think differently because they could reflect negatively on you, Abba, the assembly, people you know. A soldier wearing his uniform has to act in accordance with the branch and the country he represents. United States cannot go and be on the same team with Russia. It's just not going to work. Believe it or not, your clothing sometimes may subconsciously remind you to behave a certain way. Well, this can also be a dress code, but it is primarily meant for the believer or person wearing it, your personal conviction. So when you look on it, you might think twice and remember the commandments Abba asks his children to do. We are still human, made up of flesh and spirit, and susceptible to the same downfalls as our distant relatives, the Israelites, that came out of Egypt. Sometimes when I'm out in the world working on daily activities, you may see something that captivates your heart. Maybe a car drives by and you're like, ooh. You may have a thought that makes you go, I know every single person in here has had that. Where did that come from? Why am I thinking that? You may have a pull of worldly things that may distract you from the goal, which is the Messiah and the kingdom. I find myself, and I do it more than unknowingly. I just instantly do it. I find myself, rubbing the threads. I feel the knots on them And sometimes, you know, I do a lot of electrical work, and I understand how that works, and Abba has given me the knowledge of that, but your arm acts like a short circuit right to your brain. So when I'm rubbing the knots and I'm like, ah, don't be thinking that, Chris, you know, don't look that way, don't do this, it goes right to the brain, helps keep me straight. They're my reminder. So figuratively speaking, when you reach down and you rub the knot, it goes right to the head. And it causes us maybe to behave appropriately or think differently or speak differently. We are representatives for the kingdom of Yahweh and are called to be holy, set apart from the world, to be different from everyone else. And I don't know anything else that makes you more different than this. We are and should represent Yahweh in all that we do, including our thoughts, words, actions, and our daily lives. So let's talk about this application. Wearing tzitzit. Let's use common sense here for applying this commandment. An activity such as swimming requires us to wear a little less clothing. And does it make sense if we're engaging in this type of activity to have them on? Some of you may have noticed that I attached mine. Here I've got I had them. I don't know what happened to them. Let me just snap one of these off. Some of you may have noticed that I have attached mine to clips. See that? I don't know if I can set that right there. Anyway. In my line of work, I find myself around equipment, moving tools, hazardous areas. I have worked around conveyor belts. I have been around drills. So obviously, during that time frame, it would not be good to have anything just flopping around that could get caught up and you get hurt or cause somebody else to get hurt or damage to equipment. We should remove them, you know, in those cases. It could cause potential harm to us or someone else. So the clips make them easy for me to take off. Whether or not you sew them onto your clothing or you put them on your belts or whatever you do it with, I don't see anything wrong there. And in these situations, there are other things. Some people wear a special garment under their clothing that they're attached to. I can't remember what the name of this is. I believe all these methods are fine. It's the why we're doing it. Why are you wearing it? Why do you have them on? When we do this, think about this, brothers and sisters. We not only feel the easiest command in Torah, Our whole body is covered in purpose and commandments. Think about this. You are literally wrapping yourself, surrounding yourself in His commandments when you don these. It is the spirit of the law we're applying here. While we live in a physical world, our own reminder for us. So who should wear these and what age? Again, currently YRM has no official stance on this topic. Disclaimer. I see nothing wrong if you want to teach these to your children to do this. Everyone has different dynamics in their household. I see it as a good tool for both men and women, boys and girls. However, if you feel convicted in your walk, it's up to you. The reason to wear these is of a personal nature. And again, this whole walk is about walking according to the Spirit and not the letter of it. We have to keep that in mind. 1 John 2 through 6. My little children, I write this to you so that you do not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an intercessor with the Father, Yeshua Messiah, a righteous one. And He Himself is an atoning offering for our sins, and not for ours, but also for the world. And by this we know that we know him if we guard his commands. The one who says, I know him and does not guard his commands is a liar and the truth is not in him. But whoever guards his word, truly the love of Elohim has been perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he stays in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So let's not go overboard on this, okay? Needless did I know that there were people who had these things so long that they would drag the floor. I couldn't imagine possibly wearing. Obviously, if you need them that long, then there's something wrong here. You're missing the mark. You're missing the point. Yeah, they're going to get dirty. They're going to go through the mud. And what purpose would that serve? Only to, you know, for somebody else to see them. That would be the whole purpose, I would think. So, but I'm going to say, as far as Scripture is concerned, there is nothing dictating the length. Remember, it is for you to remember. Short or long, it doesn't matter. Let's just not take it, go crazy. What matters is your heart behind it. You know, I said I wasn't going to do this. I have a special set, this right here. I have a special set of these that my wife made for me. Forgive me. She wove the four letters of the Hebrew name into this. Yahweh's name. And yes, you know, these are a little bit longer than the average one that I normally wear. I only wear them on Sabbath. I don't wear them so that you can think that I'm holier than you. These are special to me because out of her own heart, without me asking her, she made them for me. And that is special to me. And if any of you know me and know my background, this is huge. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get emotional. I knew this was going to happen. But this is something special. When someone gives you something like that and they did it out of their own heart and you didn't ask them, not once. You cherish those things. So if you know me and coming out of the world, you know, I wasn't born into this walk. I haven't experienced some of the things that many of you have. Many of you have never eaten pork. You've never eaten shellfish, and I'm not bragging about any of those things. In fact, when I learned we weren't supposed to eat pork, you can ask my wife. She was almost ready to beat me, I think, because I was throwing it out the house. I'm going through the house. Anything that had gelatin or pork in it, I was throwing it away. I was getting ready. She said, what are you doing? You're throwing away food. I was like, Yahweh says we can't eat this. I wasn't born into this. I came out of the world because I heard his call. And it's how we react to that. It's not what I'm showing others around me. All I need to please is Yahweh and him only. As far as the dye, you know, the blue color, Torah doesn't provide a source for it. And, you know, some want to debate over it, that it was violet and it would turn blue from the processing. I don't think this is a topic for this time. It's not for right now. The instruction says, as long as I have a blue thread, I think that the heart of the issue is what's behind this. Pharisees wore these long, obviously, to be seen of others. So their heart wasn't in the right place. Yeshua called them out every chance he got because he knew what the heart of man was. Are you wanting to walk in the physical aspects of this life? If you are, then you're just going through the motions and it means nothing. But if you're trying to do it because you want to please Yahweh, I cannot see anything greater than that. They wanted this glory for themselves, the respect. They were not applying the Spirit for the true reason to wear them. So there's benefits, the benefits to this. It kind of makes us uniform. It does, and it will. By all intentions, it will make you different. It will set you apart from the world, because everybody who sees those little strings hanging off your belt, their loop, or your shirt, or whatever, they're gonna be curious. Subconsciously, it causes you to behave, act, and think better. We have a greater authority to answer to. You're wrapping yourself in his commands. It's a visual reminder for you, and as well as others around you. This is also comes right out of Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron. It's a conversation starter. Someone's going to ask you, hey, what's them ropes or cords hanging off you? You may have the opportunity to share the truth with somebody that didn't understand it. Not only that, it could cause healing and bless others, increase someone else's faith. As we see in Matthew 9:20-21, Matthew 14:35-36, and Mark 6:56. Did Yahshua wear tzitzit? Yes. Did Yahshua, our master, the Messiah, is he our example in this walk? Was our master Yahshua Messiah, did he have the Holy Spirit? Should we as believers follow his example? Joshua 24:15. And now, fear Yahweh and serve him in perfection and in truth, and put away the mighty ones which your father served beyond the river and in Mitzrayim, and serve Yahweh. And if it seems evil in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves this day whom you are going to serve, whether the mighty ones which your father served that were beyond the river, or the mighty ones of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But I and my house, we serve Yahweh. So, in closing, I ask you, if you answered yes to the previous questions, and only if you, as an individual, feel led to research this topic more, not because Brother Chris said so and got up here and spoke about this. No one should be condemning or speaking harshly to any other person about someone else, if they wear them or not. If you choose to wear them, it's your decision. I'm just presenting this in my personal conviction. This is a matter of love and respect for our Father in heaven. I hope that this may have touched you in some way, and maybe it brought new light and a different perspective to it. And may Yahweh bless you all.